This is the B-Team Podcast, a daily recap of what you missed this morning on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96,
a Boswell Media station.
Join us here for behind-the-scenes information, exclusive show content, and more. Listen live at kicks96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appear as a guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btpodcastms@gmail.com.
Allow myself to introduce myself.
Brian Bemo Montgomery.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe.
Rick Riley.
Don't everybody thank me at once.
This is the B-Team Podcast.
The B-Team Podcast.
We're here.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in. If it is your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. And please hit subscribe if you haven't already. If you're back for more. You would think people would learn.
Why do you torture yourself like that?
Because they like us, and we're glad they do.
Gluttons for punishment.
Exactly. Make sure you tell a friend, hit the subscribe button, and coming up next week, our Fab Five favorite moments of 2021. I got to kick it off with the fam, because, you know, if it weren't them, you know, including yourself, there'd be no me, so definitely got to kick it off with them. But make sure you tune in next week, because we'll be counting this down and looking forward to that. Coming up today, I want to see your face when I say this. Candy cane shortage. Seriously.
No.
Candy cane shortage. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more as we get ready for the final week. I cannot believe this is the final week. This is it. We've got like 5 days before Christmas.
Yeah?
Stressing the hell out.
I'm good, man.
You know, I'm going home.
And yeah, no, it's stressful.
And we were talking about this earlier. And, of course, the podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the things that you get to hear on Breezy 101, your home for the breakfast show, and Kicks 96, your home for BMO in the morning. You know, you're supposed to enjoy this, and I am, because I'm excited. But when you go, normally, you've got to make sure you hit, it's like being on tour.
Yeah.
It's like being a rock band on tour, because you're going to this person's house. Then you're going to that person's house, which is normal for the holidays, except this is magnified times 100, because you're back home and only in town for 3 days. Your boys are going to want to see you. Your family's going to want to see you. So I've decided that the easiest thing to do is I'm going to be here. Y'all need to come see me.
I like it.
Yeah, it's just easier that way. And what I'm kind of hoping we can do is get the boys back together over at Dad's house, because that would be like old times anyway.
Get you some Tin Lizzy. The boys are back in town.
Oh, hell yeah. But I'm going to be close to the do.
Yeah.
And we'll be close to the do. And, yeah. And you know what that means.
Hmm.
That's scandalous. I was sitting there and I was thinking to myself, would we have any time to do any fishing? You know, because I'm there Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So Christmas Eve is Friday. Christmas is Saturday. May have to hook up.
What's the weather supposed to be like down there? I guess it's like
71. I mean,
when I say here, it's supposed to be like 70s on Christmas Day. So
it's going to be nuts.
Good fishing weather.
Well, when you get down there, too, you've got your choice of fresh or salt water, and it's gorgeous either way you go. But we are looking at, let's see, sunny, highs of 66 on Thursday, partly cloudy skies on Friday, high of 71. Saturday, 77 and clear.
Yeah.
And then Sunday, 79.
Yeah, great weather for fishing.
But we need to go. I was talking to Pop. I'm like, we're going to need a boys' trip. Just going down, hanging out. We can hit Duval. We can hit, you know.
No, you don't hit Duval. Duval hits you.
That's for damn sure. Speaking of, Urban Meyer out as the Jaguars head coach.
It's the most Duval thing ever.
I don't understand the man's mentality. I'll tell you what. Week three, we're going to lose. I'm going to have y'all fly back. I'm going to stay an extra day, get hooked up on the side, and then make my way back down there on Tuesday. He fits the mold.
Yeah.
He fits the mold. Looking at potential candidates, Byron Leftwich, the Buccaneers offensive coordinator,
okay,
is being looked at there. I'll tell you what, ain't nobody looking at him after last night. 9-0.
You know, I saw the stat, the first time Tom Brady had been shut out since 2006 against Nick Saban and the Dolphins. That tells you anything right there.
Yeah. Well, we lost Godwin. We lost Evans. We lost Fournette. We lost 7 starters total.
Is it because of COVID?
No.
Or was it
injuries?
Injuries? Okay. I know, like, a lot of the basketball teams are dealing with, like, COVID right now, and things aren't, you know, they're having to cancel games because the league, you have to have a minimum of 8 players on your active roster to have a game. And if you don't have that many, they won't let you have a game. You have to forfeit. Whoa. So then COVID, like NBA is really dealing with that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Coming up as well, we'll talk about, I don't know if you heard about this or not, a comic book sold for $2.6 million. You'll find out which one. Plus, that candy cane shortage. All that's coming up for you as we roll through this 20th day of December on the B-Team Podcast.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast. We thank you so much for tuning in on this 20th day of December. And damn, this year is just like going... Is it me or wasn't it just like Labor Day? It feels like that. I mean, it truly, truly does. Again, if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. Make sure you hit subscribe, please. Wow. I cannot believe that. But then again, I can. We'll talk about that coming up in a few. But again, it is the 20th day of December. Celebrating birthdays today. Jonah Hill. Only 38? Really?
Yeah.
Damn. Former NFL star Roy Williams is 40. Actor Bob Morley from the 100 is 37. And Rich Gannon is 56. In the world of music, David Cook from American Idol is 39. JoJo is 31.
The Catman.
That's right. Peter Criss, 76 years old today.
Got some Beth playing on the breakfast show this morning.
And Alan Parsons is 73, as well as Robert Randolph, who's turning 41.
Ooh, Robert Randolph.
That's
good stuff.
That's a bad boy.
Seen him at Mississippi State, actually. He played at a Super Bulldog weekend. 2011, he played at Super Bulldog weekend. He could throw down.
Speaking of Mississippi State, coming up this morning, our 2021 Mississippi Songwriter of the Year, Brandon Green, had the opportunity to get that music video shot with the Department of Communications at Mississippi State. Video is up. We'll post the link for you in the description of the episode. But you definitely want to check this out because he has pulled a team of 7 students together to make this video happen, and it's unreal, especially when you take into consideration the video was shot in November. Mm. And if you live in Mississippi, you know November is colder than December for some reason. But when you look at it, you're like, oh, look, it's a beautiful sunny summer day. Wrong.
Negative.
All the actors that were in the video are students. So I'm looking forward to talking to Chris Mission as well. That'll be coming up in the next segment. But you ready for this? And you called it. You called it like nobody's business. Spider-Man, No Way Home, the 3rd biggest opening ever to take the top spot at the weekend box office numbers. You ready for this? $253 million.
Mm-hmm.
That is crazy.
Strategic.
It
because just, Christmas time movies always do better.
Right.
Because kids are out of school. And post-COVID, or I guess it's not really post-COVID because COVID's going back up, but, you know, a lot of people vaccinated, so a lot of places are still open, or you can go back to the movies now.
Right.
And so people wanted to do that. And yeah, like I said, perfect storm.
Well, they're calling this easily the biggest opening of the pandemic and the 3rd biggest all time behind Avengers Endgame. I forgot this. $357.1 million for Endgame, $257.7 million for Infinity War. Mm-hmm. This comes in at $253. Marvel Comics is just kicking ass.
Mm-hmm.
That is just nuts. Also in the top 5, Encanto brought $6.5 million. This blows my mind, and I'm curious to see what they did to it. West Side Story, the new version, $3.4 million, and Ghostbusters Afterlife, $3.4 as well. Mm-mm-mm.
West Side Story, huh?
Yes, because when you're a jet, you're a jet all the way. And speaking of things being all the way, one of my favorite people in the whole wide world got a little early Christmas surprise over the weekend, and she got it from one of my other favorite people. So when you put two of my favorite people in the same place, I'm talking about Lauren Elena and Trisha Yearwood, and they just happened to be at the Grand Ole Opry. What could possibly go wrong? Check this out.
Hey, everybody. Please have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. I'm just here to say love one another and be kind. And also, is that Lauren Elena? Because I think that's Lauren Elena. Is that you? Junior, I have a present for you. Hang on. Merry Christmas! That was pretty cool, wasn't it? You just thought I was up there. You didn't have any idea I was here, did you?
I have some surprises for you. First of all, I know your mom's here, but I also know that your dad is here.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's here. Are you here? Can you stand up? Can we see you? He's here.
Is my dad here?
He's here. Daddy?
No, he's not.
There he is. He's waving at you. There's your daddy. Is that your father? So he's super proud of you right now. Because I have the honor. You're going to make me cry. I have the honor of asking you on behalf of the Grand Ole Opry if you would please accept our invitation to become the newest member of the Grand Ole Opry.
How cool is that? The whole thing took about 5 minutes because she was just bawling, as you would. And watching her and Trisha do that was just one of the most incredible things ever. Had the opportunity to go to the Grand Ole Opry with my buddy Mark Colley, who was performing for the first time ever. And there's something about that building. And yes, it's the new Opry, but it's the Opry nonetheless. And to see that in person, to experience that, and then Mark Colley calls your name out from, you know, the star center stage. Yeah, that's pretty damn cool. But congratulations to Lauren Elena, officially now the next member of the Grand Ole Opry. And it only took her 5 minutes to say yes. Trisha told her, she says, it's like a wedding proposal. We need an answer, and yes is usually a good one. So Miss Elena goes into the Grand Ole Opry, and in other music news, Belle Biv DeVoe was here earlier this year and had the opportunity to see them. And they were talking about big news that was coming. New Edition has announced a 30-day culture tour. You ready for this? With Uncle Charlie Wilson and Jodeci. Dude, that is as old school gets. And they're going to embark on this tour starting with Columbia, Georgia. It's going to run through Los Angeles, New York, Boston, and it's going to wrap up April 10th in Miami. But information is available on site. Dude, that's like awesome.
We all got to get a fade.
Oh, yeah. I got to practice my dance stuff.
Got to get us a fade going.
Oh, yeah. And other music news, I don't know if you'd remember this or not. They had a song back in the day called Roxanne, Roxanne. UTFO's Kango Kid died after a battle with cancer at the age of 55. He's my age, dude. Damn. Sorry to see him pass. Brian May tested positive for COVID. And Chris Lane is also taken down.
Is he still in Queen, Brian May?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're still doing their thing. Dolly Parton was recently in the news as she was presented with a new record title from the Guinness Book of World Records. Ready for this? Most decades on the U.S. Hot Country chart at 7, and the most number one hits in the U.S. country charts by a female artist at 25.
Wow.
Yes. Also one of the sweetest women in the business and of all time. As it is the 20th day of December, getting closer and closer to Christmas, if you've wondered whether or not you should get someone a gift that you just started dating, researchers are kind of split on it. Brother Brett, what's your input on that?
It depends on, like, if you've been on one date. Yeah, I don't know, maybe not. But if you've been on a few dates and, you know, you've been talking for a little while, I think it's fine if you get a little, you know, a little something. Like, last time I had a girlfriend, like 2019, before all the pandemic nonsense happened. I think we'd been on like 4 or 5 dates. So, you know, we've been dating a little while, a little over a month.
Yeah.
And I ended up getting her, she's like, loves coffee. And she loves, like, all things Disney.
Yes. Right?
So I got, like, a Eeyore mug, coffee mug. Nice. And inside the coffee mug was, like, a lipstick and, like, a thing of lotion or something. Yeah, not lipstick, chapstick.
Chapstick.
It's something small.
Practical stuff.
Yeah, something small. It's not, like, a huge thing, you know. And she ended up getting me gifts, too. She got me a Millennium Falcon bottle opener.
Oh, that's dope.
And some, like, Star Wars coasters, right? So, I mean, stuff like, you know, small stuff.
That works.
But, you know, you're not that serious, but it's still something that it obviously knows. It means they pay attention.
True. I was just getting ready to say, Millennium Falcon, I mean.
Yeah. It means they pay attention and they know you.
The way to determine whether or not you should get someone a gift for Christmas when you just started dating is, if you buy them a gift, she says it's important to remember that most people aren't looking for the perfect partner, despite what some say. And most people aren't expecting to receive a perfect gift. She says that a lot of people can make things super uncomfortable when it comes to buying a gift for someone they just started dating. And, you know, it's wise not to spend too much money on them if you aren't exclusive yet.
Yeah, like I said, I mean, well, that's a coffee mug and a bottle of chapstick. A little thing of chapstick is like 50, 20 bucks, right? It's not a lot. But, yeah, that's the thing is that, you know, you're not going to Tiffany's.
No.
You know, after like a month of dating.
No. No. Yeah,
but that's miscommunication, because the idea of giving anyone a gift makes me smile. And I like giving gifts. I've been giving gifts to just random people. So I love giving gifts.
How you doing? Here's a gift.
You want this? Here. I mean, it just does, right? You know, I call myself a hype man. I like making people feel good. You know, like being that, you know, positive, upbeat, you know, keep a positive mindset type person. You know, spread some cheer, pass it on, pay it forward type stuff. So if I need, someone needs a gift, they've been feeling down, I don't have a problem buying them a gift. I'd much rather spend money on someone else than myself. So I don't have an issue with that. So that's why, you know, but it is hard kind of reining it in, making sure that you don't do. And like I said, you're not going to Tiffany's and buying like diamond bracelets for somebody you've been dating for a month. But I mean, I would never do that.
Yeah, but I
don't do that for someone I've been dating a year, probably. So.
It's always wise to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And because
you can run it by friends too.
Yeah, and the one thing that you don't want to do is go out and buy something super nice if the other person didn't, because that other person will be like, wow.
Yeah.
You know, so maybe if you're considering it, if you're comfortable enough with it, just say, hey, you know what? I'd like to get you something for Christmas. I had something in mind, just something a little, something small. You know, and throw that out there. You don't have to put a dollar amount on it. Look, I was thinking about, you know, buying you something. Let's say we don't spend more than 20 bucks on each other. That sounds, ugh. But if you say something, look, I wanted to let you know, I picked something up for you. It's just something small.
Boom. Maybe something I thought you would like.
Yes. Yeah. Boom. You're out.
Like I say, it's the thought. I mean, you know how much I love the Millennium Falcon bottle. I don't even, me and that girl don't date anymore. And I still have the Millennium Falcon bottle opener above my bar, right? And it's right there. I mean, I wasn't taking that down. It's Millennium Falcon bottle opener. I mean, it's right there. I don't use it because I have my own bottle opener over there, but it's a decoration right there.
Yeah.
It's Millennium Falcon. It's awesome. It's like this big. And also, if you're going to, you know, buy an expensive gift, don't break up with them like 2 weeks later like this girl did. So don't buy a nice off-brand Yeti cooler and then break up with them 2 weeks later.
No, you can.
You'll be fine.
No, you can.
You're just not being smart.
No.
You're not being practical about things.
No. And it kind of makes things a little awkward. Speaking of awkward, a woman, are you ready for this, took to TikTok to describe the awkward situation when she shared her delivery room experience with the woman next to her, who turned out to be the wife of her ex.
Well, that's interesting.
Yes, the woman explained that she had been sent to the hospital by her OBGYN during her high-risk pregnancy. She was in the ER, packed, labor, and ready to go. She was told that it was so busy she had to share a room. That's when her ex-boyfriend and his wife walked in. She said, luckily there was a curtain between us, but because it was just so awkward, but I just felt like I couldn't talk to anyone, so she and her partner, Cody, just kind of sat there whispering.
Well, I mean, hopefully it's been at least 9 months since they broke up. So, I mean, surely there's some, you know, there could be some better closure and better, you know what I mean? But, you know, this just means, like, if I would think it's funny.
Right.
You know, but I'm also a funny guy, and, like, this is only what happened to me type stuff. So if one of my exes was next door, I think it'd be funny.
Yeah.
But, you know, whatever. I mean, I'd be like, this is funny.
Coming up, we've got our social media subjects. We're going to talk to Chris Mission from Mississippi State Department of Communications as the kids have released the award-winning video for Brandon Green, our 2021 Mississippi Songwriter of the Year. We'll tell you how the process went down. We'll tell you where you can see that. And got to say a special hello to someone who passed away over the weekend. All that's coming up for you and more right here on the B-Team Podcast. It's the B-Team Podcast. Again, we thank you so much for tuning in today. Of course, you can catch us weekday mornings on Mississippi Superstar Country Kicks 96, your own for BMO in the morning, on Breezy 101 at The Breakfast Show with Breck Riley. The podcast is a rebroadcast of some of the stuff that you'll get to hear on both shows. And one of the things that we had on the show today was a very special guest, Chris Mission, who is with the Mississippi State Department of Communications as his class.
It's like a class for him, like all year long.
Yeah, it was just like one class dedicated to this project.
Yeah, because, I mean, we had the song done in June, you know, class didn't start to August.
Right.
So all through August, they're just kind of coming up, storyboarding ideas, trying to figure out what they're going to do.
Right.
And then they end up doing it and then putting it together and doing all that. So that was like their whole fall semester was putting that together. That was like their project.
So we had the opportunity to talk to him this morning and hear some of the highlights from that conversation.
So we had several students involved, and everybody in the pre-production phase, I kind of gave everybody that opportunity to be the director themselves. And so everybody came together and envisioned their own path for this music video. And it was very cool to do that because you get seven very unique ideas for this. And some of the ideas that people put out, like one student, Chase Lee, had this really interesting idea of the floating kind of being this therapeutic thing for somebody throughout their life. You know, they went through some different struggles, and every time they went out to the lake and got on their floaty, that was kind of their peace time. And so that was a really interesting take. There was a couple of others that kind of had these very interesting narratives with it. But, you know, I think ultimately we kind of wanted to have that fun party aspect because I think that was kind of where Brandon was going with the song. And we gave him the opportunity to pick the one that he wanted. So we presented him with several from all these different students, and then he picked the one that he liked. And at that point then, the students all kind of like fell into different roles of where they felt comfortable. So one student, Flora Dado, she kind of took over as producing. Jonah Holland kind of took over as our cinematographer and camera operator because he had shot some other music videos before, so he felt very comfortable at that aspect. And some of the other students that didn't have really any as much background found kind of a niche with, you know, helping with carrying around equipment and just kind of observing and taking things in that way where they felt comfortable. And I think that was great. And then at the end, everybody kind of put their own edit together. So even though we shot all the same footage, everybody got the same footage and put together seven completely different edits of the music video. And that was really fun to see as well because, you know, we've kind of come full circle where everybody had their own idea and then they get the same footage. And it's crazy how you can see completely different edits of this video. And so Chase Lee was the student that actually had the final version of the music video that we're seeing today.
It's an amazing thing to see. And with the credentials that Chris has coming in from Full Sail University in Orlando, it's an incredible thing. If you've never had the opportunity to check that out, their motto is real life experience.
Yeah.
And Full Sail University is also where NXT and the WWE shot the show for years, including pay-per-views and things of that nature. So when you walk out of that university, you're set.
Yeah.
There's none of this dropping you in and hitting the ground running, and you're like, because we both know classroom broadcasting is not anything like real world broadcasting.
We tell that to students when we go talk to them at college. They're like, yeah, if you got a little base, that's fine, but we're going to teach you everything you need to know that first year on the job.
Yeah.
It's going to be totally different than everything that you have been told. Now, you know, I do like at Southern Miss, they have a radio production class that teaches kids how to, what an XLR cable is, how to plug in an XLR cable, how to run a mixing board. So I told them that's a very important class.
Right.
You know, because I need somebody who knows how to, hey, go bring me an XLR cable. What's that? You know what I mean? So, you know, I know it because I've been doing it since I was 4 years old with my dad, right? You know, I've been doing that. So I knew that, but not everybody knows what an XLR cable, you know, how to roll them up, how to use a mixer, what this means, what that means, how to, you know, how to plug in this and that. So, I mean, I told them it was a very, very important, class there. So, you know, sometimes, you know, some of the things you learn in college are very, very helpful. Some of them just, you know, academic stuff that you're probably not going to use again. Let's just be honest.
Yeah. Well, Chris, if you're listening and you have a couple of interns, I think they could learn some incredible things by being interns on the B-Team podcast.
They get put to work.
Yeah. We'll definitely teach them and hook it up. Again, want to thank everybody for tuning in today. As the weekend went by, we got some news about the passing of a friend of yours over at West Lauderdale.
Greg Townsend was a good friend of mine. Pretty much probably the first friend I made when I started doing football for Kosciuszko and for Boswell Media back in 2013. He was the color guy and the stats guy for West Lauderdale's radio broadcast. So he and I, you know, talk, exchange stats, you know, as he was howling, and we get all this stuff. And a few years after that, he ended up being diagnosed with a brain tumor. And he got it operated on. He ended up having to stop doing the radio thing for a little while. But he got better and was able to do it for a few more years after that, you know, had it operated on and everything. And then he actually came over here in 2019 when West Lauderdale came. We had a thing for him in the press box where we got some of the wristbands that say no one fights alone. And we passed them out in the press box and everything, took a photo. And I actually saw him, last time I saw him was earlier this year. Kosciuszko and West Lauderdale played for, I think, the North State Championship to go in softball. He come and sat right next to me for the whole game. And actually said he was kind of pulling for Kosciuszko. It's kind of fun. So I saw him there. And called him a little bit this fall, and he didn't come with West Lauderdale this year. I knew he kind of had some health issues. But yeah, over the week, last night, I actually got a message from his son on Twitter saying that he passed away yesterday about 6 a.m. So he was a good guy. And a few years ago, this is a really cool story. A few years ago, we had a softball game in Mooreville, and Mooreville's coach was at MD Anderson with his wife going through cancer treatment. His wife's going through cancer treatment, so he couldn't listen to the ball game.
Right.
So I had contacted them and told them, I was like, here's a link to our broadcast, you know, if coach wants to listen, you know, be happy to have him in. And so then they did tell me that the coach was able to listen in, and we actually, you know, I said his name in the broadcast and, you know, welcomed him in and everything. Then I posted about it on Facebook. And then later Greg sent me a message saying that, you know, he's been through treatment. Then he's listened to ball games before while he was doing treatment, and how important it is for, you know, people going through that takes their mind off of what they're going through. Right. And he said he's done it plenty of times. And then he, you know, just reminded me, he's like, there's always somebody that can't make it to the game, and your commentary is very important. So even if you start to think like, well, this is just high school sports, what does it really matter?
It matters a lot
in the long run. And he said, it matters to somebody.
Yeah,
so it
truly matters.
Yeah, so I screenshot that and I saved it, and I had to go back to a couple of devices, but I found the screenshot. And so I'm probably gonna do a blog post on the website about it a little bit later, but I sent it to his son Hunter, and he was very appreciative of that screenshot. So I don't know what the arrangements are. They're supposed to let me know today. So, but yeah, Greg was a good dude. We'll miss him.
Definitely want to pass along our condolences to Hunter and the family, and to everyone who knew him.
This is the B-Team Podcast, sponsored by Mammoth Power Company. The official workout gear of the B-Team Podcast. Get your gear at mammothpowercompany.com.
It's the B-Team Podcast with our final segment, Brother Breck to my right, and we definitely appreciate you tuning in today. Don't forget, we're going to post gift certificates on the Facebook B-Team Podcast website. There, you can copy that, print it out, put it in a card, and give it to someone, because nothing says I love you and happy holidays like a gift certificate for free subscription to the B-Team Podcast.
Exactly.
I mean,
who wouldn't want to spend Christmas with us?
Yeah, exactly. And I have heard that B-Team Podcast subscriptions are the new oysters of aphrodisiacs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, gotta be something.
Nothing will put you in the mood more than a B-Team Podcast episode.
For your own husband. Your own person. Than us. Yeah, not for us. They want you to move for us.
No.
They're like, thank God I'm married to you and not them two.
Yes, we got 99 problems and that ain't one. Trust me. But again, we invite you to check out our social media pages. Just go to @B-Team Podcast MS and follow in on our social subjects. This happened to me over the weekend because I had yet another one. We ask you, what was your biggest wow, I'm getting old moment? Got up from the chair, the recliner, and did one of those whoa boys. You ever done one of those?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Whoa boy. Yeah. I got up, and it literally took me about 2 minutes to stand completely up. And she looked at me like, what is your problem?
My I'm getting old moment is when I go back and watch shows from when I was a teenager. And I start agreeing with the parents rather than the teenagers. Because, you know, when you're a kid, you're like, man, the parents are so mean.
Yeah,
they're jerks.
They're clueless. They don't understand.
And then you go back and watch, you're like, God, those kids are little heads. Right? Yeah. So you go back and you start, like, agreeing with the adults in old TV shows. That was my, damn, I'm old.
one of the people that wrote in said, probably the first time I had a I'm getting old moment was when he found out that his boss was younger than he is.
Okay.
And that's kind of depressing. When I realized that the 90s were 30 years ago, and it still feels like it just happened yesterday. Yeah, dude, that was 30 years ago. Every day when I get in and out of my car and make dad noises, it reminds me of my, wow, I'm getting old moment. Other questions on the social subjects today were, this is going to be a good one. Which household chore do you hate the most? Answers included scrubbing the bathtub, cleaning inside the oven, washing the dishes, because the thought of feeling wet food makes me shiver, and not doing laundry, but folding it.
I'd probably say washing the bathtub.
Yeah, but, I would agree with that.
Because I mean, I don't mind doing laundry, because I mean, it's, I just turn on like music or watch a movie and,
right,
or drink a beer, right? It's not a big deal. I just sit there doing folding. Now I may not put it up.
Yeah.
But it might stay in the basket folded. But don't mean I hate to put it up. It just means I just done it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's fine. But, yeah, probably scrubbing the bathtub or something like that, because that gets old.
Yeah, for me, it's ironing clothes. I can't stand doing that. And the bathroom. I hate cleaning the bathroom. But it's where everybody goes. And when you only have a one-bedroom apartment or a one-bathroom apartment and everybody's going to go there, you make sure it's spotless.
Yeah. Well, luckily, I have two bathrooms.
Yeah.
And so, like, the one that the guests use, there's not that many guests come to my house. So it stays pretty clean. So I don't got to clean it that often. But you come to my bathroom where, you know, like shave my head all the time. So it's like hair everywhere and stuff like that.
Got a request for this one, and I put this in after a friend of mine had a rough weekend. What's the worst reaction you've ever gotten from someone you rejected?
Oh.
What's the worst reaction?
A long, like, 4-page text message about how I'm a terrible person because I didn't want to come over one night at midnight when I have to be up at 4:00 in the morning.
That's pretty bad. Answers included, she started telling people I was gay. She told me that she had a crush on me. I told the truth that I had just started dating someone else and wished we had that talk a month before. She said that she wished she had told me years before. This one was rough. Threatened to kill himself.
Ooh.
Yeah. That's why I kind of put this up here.
No.
Yeah. In a set of circumstances like that, the best thing you can do is get some help for that person. Make that person's family and friends aware of those other circumstances.
Yeah.
Because sometimes it can be a game.
Well,
sometimes. Never take anything lightly, but do not burden yourself with that when you can talk to their family, their friends, and people who are professionally trained to handle that.
Yeah, no, that's true. But
this one I had to laugh about, because I've been here and done this twice. Not sure if she was legit trying to kill me, but she went into a rage and started hitting me.
Ooh.
I've had that happen.
Ooh.
And my thing is this. There's never anything a woman can do to you to cause you to lift a hand, finger, or anything at. But don't act like I don't know females that won't jack you up. Because I won't do it, but I do have female friends. Some of them who are ex-professional wrestlers, bodyguards, and bouncers, and they straight just don't give a damn.
No,
there's no reason to ever swing on a female. Just don't do it. And last but not least, we were talking about this earlier, there is now a candy cane shortage thanks to the pandemic and a weak peppermint harvest. One of the owners of a candy store in New York City said they received half their stock for the holiday season and almost sold out immediately, and now have zero in stock. And this happened at the beginning of the holiday shopping season, which, you know, usually falls around Black Friday. The shortage is due to an ongoing supply chain issues and a decline in peppermint production.
I'm going to get all the candy canes off of our tree right now. Also, we could start getting candy off the tree today.
Is that official?
Yep.
Ooh.
So I'm going to go get all the candy canes. Well, all the normal candy. There's like yellow and red and green. Like,
no,
I don't want that crap.
Creepy. No.
I don't want that crap. I want regular
candy canes. Just give me the red and white. And I saw this. I promise you I talked about it earlier. A rare copy of Superman number 1.
1939?
Correct. Was sold at an auction for $2.6 million.
Ooh.
The seller bought the comic in 1979 from its original owner and kept it in a temperature-controlled safe. It's one of the highest prices ever paid for a comic. Back in April, a comic of Action Comic number one that introduced Superman in 1938 sold for $3.25 million. That's all the time we got. Thank you so much for tuning in. Get ready. It's going to be a busy week. Till tomorrow, say goodbye, Brother Breck.
Goodbye, Brother Breck.
You've been listening to the B-Team Podcast. Catch BMO and Breck weekday mornings on Mississippi's Superstar Country, Kix 96.
A Boswell Media station.
Listen live at kix96news.com.
To become a sponsor, appearance and guest on the show, or for more information, contact them at btteampodcastms@gmail.com.